I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart. Just like.
Well, this is it. Agger Mission begins today. Yes, for a whole week, we become the half ton truck capital of the world. And we welcome you. Many are driving in today because it's free admission day. Others will wait later in the week when the rodeo cranks up. But there's so much going on. I'll be there live on location today, tomorrow. All the trucks and trailers started rolling into town over the weekend. And it was busy at the Rail District as they prepare. And most everything is within the indoors. So it makes it really easy. Although, not a heck of a lot of snow to contend with right now on the drive around the city. In fact, there's none at all. But yes, the largest livestock show in Canada kicks off with the annual burning of the brand a bit later on this morning. It's just a unique blend of agriculture, education, the shopping, live entertainment. It's a world-class event, which is also home to the Maple Leaf Finals Pro Rodeo. That is four nights this year. It starts Wednesday, the rodeo. And that first night is, again, free. So it'll be rush seating, always packed. And then Thursday through Saturday, you have to purchase tickets for the rodeo. But I suggest you get on it. I remember last year, by about Wednesday, I think it was, the Friday-Saturday rodeos were sold out in advance. And they're selling really well. Last I checked on Ticketmaster, rodeo tickets were going pretty quickly, too, so you might want to get on that early if you're taking the kids there. We welcomed more than 1,200 international guests from 69 countries last year. As many or more are coming this year. And if you don't want the full-fledged rodeo, they're doing something different. Tomorrow night is family night at the Chutes. Inside the Bryant Center, they're going to have trick riders. Kids can do some mutton busting. Rodeo clowns are going to be on hand. There's going to be a mini chuck wagon racer, too, and a few other surprises. That is a ticketed one for the family tomorrow night. But it does start early. I think it starts at 6, ends around 8 o'clock. So it's not too late. So if you want to take the little ones to get a rodeo experience, there's that opportunity tomorrow night only. And yeah, I'll see you there this morning. I'll be heading on over there, free admission on the first day of Agribition. But what about that weekend? Man, it was warm. We sat a good 12 degrees warmer than usual there Saturday. It was so bright, so sunny, so warm. No snow on the ground. Yet many were out Christmas shopping. I know, it's that time of year. Starting to check a few lists. And I saw our Santa's Anonymous bins at a few stores, and they were filling nicely. We got to get you to help us out there. We have more than 1,500 families walk up to registration of the Salvation Army in the first 48 hours. And we've got a waiting list, so we really need your assistance. From babies all the way up to the age of 12, boys and girls, encouraging you to drop off a new unwrapped toy just as soon as you can at any one of our toy bins. List of them at cjme.com. This is our 56th year of ensuring that every child wakes up Christmas morning with a present under the tree. Couldn't do that without you. As for snow, yeah, maybe a dusting for us tonight. Might be a little more for the Maple Creek area, I think. But yes, snow is inevitable, and it won't be a bad thing. A lot of local retailers I've spoken to said, come on, let it snow. We find more people come through the door. Think snow removal equipment, shovels, snowmobiles, ski and outdoor fun sales. Even tire shops haven't had that real big surge they get early November. It's a little later this year because of the weather. Usually the first day where the roads are covered in snow and it's a little more treacherous, tire shops just can't keep up. They haven't had that day in particular yet. And I know there's still procrastinators out there that probably have another tire swap, but they will on their first snowfall. But it doesn't look as if it's going to hit us too hard. Maybe a little tonight. And this morning when I drove by the Christmas tree lot set up on Vic Square parking lot, they've got trees in there now. But it doesn't look as inviting, right? There's no snow on the ground. None of the trees are snow covered, but yeah, tree lots are popping up around town, all the inflatables and Christmas decorations. Man, I saw a lot more people on the weekend putting them out on their brown lawns, which all those decorations will look a lot more charming when it snows. Until
In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the jungle of doubt, to the river so deep.
Well, we had one more football game to get through over the weekend. It was on Saturday, a beautiful November day for football, that's for sure. Unfortunately, the Saskatchewan Huskies fell 30-16 to Montreal. I don't think a lot of Rams fans mind. A lot of Montreal supporters made the trek and spoke of how impressed they were with our hospitality here.
We love Regina. I kept saying before the game, meeting people, I said, Regina people are great people. And we had a blast the whole long weekend we were here.
Heck, we even met a fan from Kelowna who flew in for the game.
It's a little bit of a waste. Two flights out here, but it was worth it, I'd say.
And then, of course, there were fans from Saskatoon here to support their team, leaving a little heartbroken, but satisfied with the atmosphere.
Yeah, it was a good game, you know, but obviously sad. The Huskies aren't coming through with it, it looks like. But, you know, beautiful day out, full football.
It just wasn't meant to be for those Huskies, and Coach Scott Flory said he is still proud of his team and everything they battled through.
I think we had 6 or 7 season-ending knee injuries in totally random situations, losing guys, and then obviously the situation with our quarterback. Man, these guys, they just kept playing, and I'm just so proud of them. I really am.
They definitely made the coach proud, and Huskies quarterback Jake Farrell, he said, I was even impressed how many fans showed up.
Yeah, it's unreal. I mean, we have such great fans. We have a great fan base. Very thankful for it.
There were over 8,400 fans in total. I spoke to some committee members last week who said they began planning this with the hopes they'd get around 3,000 people, so they're more than satisfied with the turnout. Just over 8,400 fans. Looked good on television, too, when I tuned in the third quarter, which was still pretty close, but it was over in the fourth. It's time now for our Saskatchewan story with Brittany Cafe visiting the 60-plus hockey league in Saskatoon, where 90-year-olds are still lacing them up.
Stan Halliwell is 91, and he's still on the ice twice a week.
Age disappears when you get out on the ice, for sure.
And watching him glide across the ice, you believe it. 81-year-old Bill Orban is a former NHLer who's been in this league for 10 years.
These guys out here right now, I bet you I could count 5 or 6 that have knee replacements. They have hip replacements, about with cancer. We had heart attacks on the ice and recovered.
League Vice President Harvey Burns is 82. He tells me he sometimes thinks about hanging up the skates, but never for long.
Every year, most of us say, oh man, this is our last year. I always said I'd quit after my last pair of skates. Well, I'm on my fourth pair now, so who knows how long they'll last.
To these guys, hockey is more than a sport. President Ken Crump says the social side of their group is what really keeps everybody coming back.
Sure, you're coming out to have fun, you're coming out to win, you're coming out to play the game you love, but it's camaraderie, it's friendships you build. You know, a lot of the alumni guys will come down and have a beer or two and have a good time with us, so it's more than hockey. More than all.
They love being on the ice and hanging out with the guys, but 80-year-old Robert Julie admits that as the years pile on, the bar for what counts as a good game has shifted.
Somebody asked me, how's your game? I say, I survived.
Crump hasn't quite hit the 80-plus age category yet, but he's getting there. And it's a milestone that he's actually really excited to hit.
My goal always was to play hockey at 80. Well, now I will be playing hockey in January at 80, but now you got these guys out here that are playing at 90. You know, the goal has been pushed. You got to play another 10 years. And Stan, hopefully he'll be the first player to play at 100. And then the goal is really high. He's setting the goal, I'm telling you, and he's out there now and he's still playing a pretty good brand of hockey.
All of the players tell me that Stan Halliwell is the standard in this league. He's one of the people who started it all back in 1993. He tells me the secret to longevity is simple. Don't sit around.
You're here for fun and exercise. And nobody keeps score, but of course everybody knows what the score is. But rather than sit around the coffee shop complaining about the government or something, it's nice to be out here. That's right.
Out here, they don't worry about getting older. They're too busy feeling alive with every shift on the ice. Getting schooled by seniors in Saskatoon with a Saskatchewan story. I'm Brittany Cafe, 980 CJME.
Long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me. I'm really doing fine.
fine. You can always find me here and have a quiet time.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solid.
Well, if you're on social media all over the weekend, perhaps you saw Floral Conservatory popping up a few times. It's part of what's the discussion surrounding our city council preparing for the next budget next month. And it would seem they're going to have to make a lot of hard choices. Budget deliberations begin in the middle of December, and the administration estimates a gap of something like $51 million next year between revenue and spending. And that works out to a mill rate increase of about 15.69%, I believe, or a potential $33 more a month for each of us if they don't find a way to chip it down. And the big question is how, right? The draft budget is out there. It is circulating. And that's why the Floral Conservatory has been a story over the weekend on social media. Now, it is only a draft. No decisions have been made. Joining me a bit later on this morning, after the 7 o'clock news, Ward 3 Councillor David Froh is going to be here. And he's been sharing on Facebook, and others on council have, about some of the decisions. And many mention, you know, potential cuts. And that's where the Floral Conservatory became a topic. Quite a few people online rushing to save it in the conservatory, which is on 4th Avenue, north of Regina's Warehouse District. It's been there like since the early 90s. And again, just to clarify from what you might have read secondhand, the city did not propose or recommend any budget cuts, including the conservatory. Council has just asked to look through a list of services that would potentially be cut or reduced if they went without a mill rate increase on this next budget. And the conservatory is on this list, just as the possibilities of having to close maybe a fire station or cutting transit. There are several aspects they're looking at right now. But the conservatory has been around for about like 35 years, and it has had its challenges even before this, right? I had them on my show about a year ago talking about the limitations of the current facility and the need for a new one. It's pretty small, and it faces a lot of challenges. And they've been trying to raise funds for the project, but it has not gone well, nor has it been easy to. The space, as I said, it's like small, and it's a 60-year-old building. And it's showing its age. And each year, thousands of school kids continue to visit for different programs. Once a month, I think there are even yoga classes in there. They still get over 20,000 tourists a year stopping through it. At one time, a new conservatory was part of the master plan of Roscana Park. But that plan has kind of just like fallen through, I think, about the time of the pandemic. And since growing costs have had the conservatory scrambling to fundraise, it's just been tough for them, right? So those who operate the conservatory now are hoping as many of you who love it will contact your local councillor or even the mayor. I know they've been sharing email addresses and I think phone numbers to the conservatory, to councillors. For some, the conservatory holds a lot of meaning, right? A special place in their hearts. Some have been married there. Many have been engaged there because of this setting. Some say it's a great place to recheck, restart. Hit the old restart button. Kind of helps your mental health when you walk in there. Heck, step inside there on a minus 40 day and you will instantly be feeling better given how beautiful and humid the place is indoors if you were to step out or step inside on a cold winter's day. A lot of people treasure the conservatory, particularly in Regina's winter months. So they are holding a meeting tonight, the conservatory, to discuss possible budget impact, but they're really at the mercy of council decisions. And I'll do my best to get the conservatory on the air with me tomorrow morning and hear a little more from them after their meeting tonight. But till then, we might get a little more enlightenment coming up later on this morning. As I mentioned, after the 7 o'clock news, Councillor from Ward 3, David Froh, is going to join me. And I know he's had some really interesting Facebook posts trying to enlighten everyone, including like when people say, well, why don't you just stop the pool? That would help us. Not necessarily. We'll even dive into that topic as well.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
You know, on Saturday, it turned so sunny, so warm. I think it was like 7 degrees. And there's no snow on the ground. I was on location on Saturday morning at Sticks and Doodles on Victoria Avenue East there. It's run by Kyle and Danelle. Great people. They call it Regina's Christmas Ornament Warehouse. And judging from the amount of people that came through the door, a lot of people love to shop for their ornaments. They have these great frames of lakes around the province you can buy as mementos for the cabin owner. A ton of other handmade options they offer. But people were coming through the door, their jackets undone because it was so sunny and bright, no snow, but wanting to get into the Christmas spirit. So it was fun to actually chat with people and see how they're feeling. Not many were missing the snow yet, but I know there's a lot of other retailers around town that sell snow removal equipment and, of course, skis and all the outdoor fun. They can't wait for that first snow on the ground. But at Sticks and Doodles, I just love their story. Local couple setting up a shop in Regina, raising three kids. And man, I spoke with Kyle. I just want to take you behind the scenes here where they make it all. I spoke with Kyle, his wife working behind the scenes as we were chatting. He told me they've been in business 6 years now, but not in the present store of Vic. It all started in his basement.
We were in a basement bathroom. My wife wanted to make some nursery signs, and we bought a scroll saw, and I sat on the toilet seat, and I cut the wood by hand. That's how we made the signs.
With three children in tow.
Yes, they've been a part of the whole journey.
And now the store here on Victoria Avenue is just really growing. And behind, you can hear them humming behind me here. Some technology involved in it here, but it really also takes your human touch, doesn't it?
Yeah, we consider the lasers very much a tool. The real beauty of this comes from the design work and the artistry that goes into it. And then what they're actually doing by hand painting and hand assembling everything and hand packaging it. And we are like this weird cross between an artist studio and a manufacturing shop.
Everyone likes to shop local at Christmas time. I've noticed hanging out of the store with you, you have a lot of return customers.
Yeah, people really, I think, like that idea of knowing the story behind where their stuff comes from. And most of our staff now have been here long enough that they know the stories of our customers. And so when somebody comes by and getting a wedding ornament, well, they've already been here for a baby ornament, or they've had a sign made for their home when they bought a new home. We get to talk to them about their lives. We're also here in some of their hardest moments. We do a lot of memorial work. You know, our staff, they know our customers, and I think it makes people feel safe to be in a store where we really care about what they're going through.
Is it difficult being a local shop owner these days?
Expenses has grown so much in the last few years. It really becomes this challenge to both support the local market, but also be conscious of the fact that we have to make money. And so we do need to sell in Saskatoon, and we do need to sell in Winnipeg, and we need to be able to branch out, because the market for small business is not super supportive outside of cities like Regina. It is very much a corporate world, and we are competing with Amazon and Etsy. We and all other businesses like ours are competing with them. It definitely pushes you to be creative and take risks.
Husband and wife, and you have three children.
Yeah, we did the math one year, and we spend on average 22 hours a day together. Danelle and I have gone through a lot together. We were teenage parents. You know, we complement each other so well. And when you're in a business, there is always multiple arms that you need. And Danelle and I fit different arms so well. You know, I am a business marketing. You know, I love that. Danelle loves the creative side of it. You know, we both are involved in all aspects of the business, but we also don't, like, I do not want to be doing her work, and she does not want to be doing mine. We support each other a lot, but yeah, we just, I love her.
Okay,
yeah.
Wait a minute. So the moral of the story, going into business with your partner won't destroy it.
Will not destroy it. It will make, well, it has made our marriage much stronger.
That's just a great local story from Kyle and Danelle at Sticks and Doodles. I wanted to share with you. And I don't know, it's a great opportunity to shop local. And do you have a favorite local shop you love to poke into? Let me know. 1-877-300-7275.